scores! Gilmore scores! With 1:03 left.
Off the glass, the left corner to Aguilla. Aguilla to the left circle. Passing to Yell, a shot. Save made by all Aguilla. Rebound, another shot. They score! The Flames win it! Yeah, baby!
They score!
And the sea of red erupts!
Flames Talk starts now on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Here's Pat Steinberg and Aaron Vickers.
And another trade made by the Calgary Flames as we give you a little bonus Flames talk, emergency Flames talk on this Thursday, June 27th. Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to Las Vegas once again. And on this Thursday night, the Calgary Flames have traded Andrew Mangiapane to the Washington Capitals in exchange for a 2025 second round pick. It's the pick that was originally owned by the Colorado Avalanche. And so that's what the Flames get in return. Steinberg, Aaron Vickers, along with you, kind of some draft-ish coverage as the Flames made this deal at the draft in Vegas. And our draft coverage all week is brought to you by our four great sponsors, including Calgary Lock and Safe. When it comes to your business, knowing your property secure is better than wondering who's getting in. Get peace of mind at CalgaryLockAndSafe.com. It's Steinberg, Aaron Vickers of NHL.com. Was not expecting that one. That one was pretty quiet. And then when we got word of it, we're like, okay, that's not the team. That's not the first team I would have thought of in terms of Andrew Mangiapane's final destination. The Washington Capitals and a 2025 second round pick in return. No salary retention for Andrew Mangiapane. That was kind of the max what I thought the Flames might get for him at the trade deadline. And I was of the opinion that waiting until the deadline might have been the best move for him so you could get yourself a second-round pick. You get a second-round pick in the summertime, might as well pull the trigger for a guy that wasn't going to re-sign here.
Yeah, for me, I thought that the best strategy moving forward in regards to Mangiapane and his pending unrestricted free agent status was to try to build up a little bit more of that value. We know his contract situation, being a free agent at the end of next season, hasn't necessarily lived up to the goal production he had when signing that contract, but was still a productive player for the Calgary Flames. Had 15 goals and 40 points in 75 games in the 2023-24 season, so he was still finding ways to contribute. But like you, Pat, I thought the best way to maximize an Andrew Mangiapane return would be to get him back on the ice next season, see if you can rebound to having an even more productive season and maybe fetch something. And then when you get to the trade deadline next year, maybe you're looking at getting a second-round pick, retaining whatever's remaining on his salary, whether it's 25% or 50%, to help facilitate a move and get, you know, somewhere in that ballpark of a second-round pick. Well, lo and behold, Craig Conroy is able to get that here and now,
yep,
as opposed to waiting 8 or 9 months to see if that's something that could be worked out. You eliminate the injury risk. You don't have an additional retention slot clogging things up.
I thought retention was – I thought if they were to move him at the deadline, they'd have to retain
right.
Part of that $5.8 million, and that's how they'd get themselves a second-round pick. There's no salary retention here. It's $5.8 million off the cap for a full year, and you get a second-round pick. Like I would have pounced on that immediately if I were them as well. And to your point, no retention. They still have two retention spots for the coming season.
And a lot of cap space heading into free agency on July 1 as well. The Flames are going to be floating somewhere around $29 million or so to work with. So that gives them some opportunity to go out and sign a player or two. And I know we've talked where we would like to see the Calgary Flames, and we've heard Craig Conroy say it, be term conscious, but maybe that affords the Calgary Flames the option of maybe going a little bit more on the AAV in order to facilitate bringing in a player or two. And now you've got all this cap space. You've got a roster spot open up in your top nine, whether you go to free agency to try and fill it, whether you look at the likes of Jacob Pelletier, Matt Coronato, and see if there's an opportunity for a young player to come into a more significant role among the forward core as well. So just all around, when you look at this deal, it makes a lot of sense for Craig Conroy to get it done now. And the thing I do appreciate as well is it's a 2025 second-round pick, where we know the Calgary Flames have all sorts of draft capital in this draft.
Do they need another draft pick in this year's draft?
From my perspective, no. But also what it does is, okay, it gives you something for next year. So there's no deadline or timeline on that pick as it stands now. So maybe there's something in the trade market that you want to do, whether it's at the draft and you want to move up, whether it's bringing in a player over the course of the summer via trade that maybe you've got to use a second round pick in order to facilitate again. It just, there's a lot of options and a lot of opportunity for Craig Conroy and the Calgary Flames by making this deal now.
Well, I mean, these next three drafts are of massive importance to the team, 24, 25, 26. So you get another top 60-ish pick in next year's draft with the second round pick. You don't have to retain salary. So I think that in and of itself, you're like, okay, that's the return I think you like. But the fact that you're clearing up, as you mentioned, all of his salary, and you look ahead to Monday in free agency, whether it's Jake DeBrusk, whether it's Anthony Duclair, whether it's a defenseman, whatever the case may be, it gives the Flames more flexibility. As you mentioned, almost $30 million in cap space. It's not like they're going to be dipping into the Steven Stamkos or Jonathan Marchessault sweepstakes, but or Sam Reinhart or whatever the case
Brandon
may
Montour,
be.
Brandon Montour, so on and so forth.
Right, like those aren't the type of guys the Flames are going to be messing around with, but it does give them the opportunity to have that much more flexibility, or at the trade deadline, that much more flexibility. You know, if teams are, if you're looking to make deals and retention's on the table and you don't want to retain on certain things, you don't have to pay as much on a contract, whatever the case may be, or on a trade. I just feel like adding $5.8 million more in cap space, or it allows you to continue to talk about weaponizing that cap space and you know, maybe bringing back a bad contract or two and get yourself additional assets. So in that respect, it makes sense. And let's be frank here. Mangiapane and the Flames probably weren't going to be agreeing to a new contract. He is going to be an unrestricted free agent for the first time in just over a year. The Flames are going in a different direction. He's 28 years old. It probably was destined at some point in the next year, if this deal didn't get made, it was probably destined to be a split anyways. And that's not because Mangiapane's not. I will go to the wall for what I think Andrew Mangiapane is as a player.
Yes.
I think he is way better than some of what the other opinions are that exist out there. I think he's a really, really effective hockey player. I think Washington's getting themselves a guy that's going to fit really nicely in Spencer Carberry's system there. But it probably wasn't going to be a long-term fit, not because the Flames don't like Mange, not because Mange doesn't like the Flames, but because Andrew's 28, is going to be looking to get paid on unrestricted free agency. That's not the direction the Flames are looking, signing big deals to UFAs at that age. Like, they're probably not going to be in a, you know, six-year, seven-year, that type of range to be signing a guy like that. I don't know what Mange is going to get on his next deal, but it feels like this one had been destined to go in a different direction for some time.
Yeah, we're talking about a rebuild or a retool for the Calgary Flames, and to go out and extend a 28-year-old player that probably best slots in your bottom six. We know how effective he was in a third-line capacity with Michael Backlund and Blake Coleman over the course of the last couple of seasons. That's been an elite line in terms of advanced analytics and some of the shot metrics that you can pull up. But it just doesn't fit the scheme that the Calgary Flames are looking at moving forward. And to me, I actually don't mind the fit for Washington, looking at it from their perspective a little bit. They clearly haven't thrown in the towel and feel like they can still be in a competitive window. They've still got Alex Ovechkin chasing Wayne Gretzky's record. They just brought in Pierre-Luc Dubois as a sort of a reclamation project as well. The Washington Capitals still believe that they can be competitive and be a playoff team. And so from their perspective, bringing in one of the players that has really shone analytically and is able to play in a role where he can provide some secondary offense but can still also give you a good 200-foot game, I like the fit from their perspective. But from Calgary's perspective, this is a no-brainer slam dunk deal to make now as opposed to the trade deadline.
Yeah, why if you're getting that return, why wait? I think the Flames could have gotten a second-round pick for Mangiapane at the deadline, probably would have had to retain. I don't think they were ever getting more than a second-round pick for Mange. And so the minute you get it, I mean, maybe you get a second and a fifth if you wait and take that risk at the deadline.
And maybe, then retain as well.
And then you're retaining. But in this case, you're not retaining and you're getting the asset, which I felt all along has been the max asset they were going to get for the guy. I think you pull the trigger now. And why wait? And why have that distraction? Why have that distraction for Andrew? Let him go and get settled as soon as possible. Get yourself and your cap situation settled as soon as possible. I like the deal a lot for the Flames. I really do. And I think it just continues to be in the same vein of what we've seen with the Markstrom trade, with the Hanifin trade, with the Lindholm trade, Tanev, so on and so forth. You're bringing back more capital. This is the quote from Craig Conroy in his in the Flames news release. It says, quote, today's trade provides us with an increase in valuable draft capital, and we've continued to emphasize the importance of how upcoming drafts will influence the future of our franchise. Additionally, this move affords us with more salary cap and roster flexibility to make decisions after July 1st, end quote.
Yeah, so the latter part of that is important to consider as well, and it'll never be tied to this particular trade. But don't be surprised if 3, 4, 5 months down the road, the Flames can weaponize that cap space. And not even just bringing back a contract that another team wants to get rid of, but maybe serving as an intermediate between Team X and Team Z in order to facilitate the cap struggles that either side has in terms of trying to execute a trade. And you don't have to look far to sort of realize or visualize the value in having that cap space. And the Calgary Flames, when they moved out Sean Monahan a couple seasons ago, obviously paid a premium to do so. Now, I'm not suggesting or, you know, proclamating that this is going to happen for the Calgary Flames and they're going to be able to weaponize it to a degree where they're going to be able to bring back a conditional first round pick or anything like that. But it starts to get the ball rolling in terms of just by sheer having the ability to do so.
Yep.
Makes you a player in that space.
Yep. And The last thing I would say, because I think we're on the same page, not a lot of people disliking this trade. The last thing I think the thing that you might dislike is the fact that that's a real fan favorite.
Yes.
That is no longer part of the team. And I didn't want to do a podcast, a reaction podcast to a trade without talking about what Andrew Mangiapane has been to the Calgary Flames. I mean, this is a sixth round pick from almost a decade ago that turned into a full-time NHLer, that turned into a 35 goal scorer in this league. Whether he scores 35 or not is almost immaterial to me. He did it once. How many times have you scored 35 in the NHL? How many times have I scored 35 in the NHL? So on and so forth. And outside of the goals, outside of what you think he is as a goal scorer, because there's lots of, well, he'll never be a 35 goal scorer again. Okay, maybe not. But to me, he's a 20 goal threat every year. And all of this talk about he's done, he's washed up, he can't play anymore because his goal totals dropped, to me, that's bogus. Andrew Mangiapane, at the age of 28, and he'll be 28 basically all season, he is an effective two-way winger. He could chip in with secondary offense. He is smart defensively. He works his tail off. He's good in the room. I don't see what the problem is. If you're Washington, I think you are going to be really happy with the player that you acquired. I don't know what that means beyond this season, but for the coming year, I think Washington's going to be really happy with Andrew Mangiapane because that's an effective hockey player, and it just was time for him to move on to another spot, and that happens in pro sports, and I wish him all the best. I really do.
You mentioned good on the ice, good in the room. Let's not sleep on his contributions in the community as well. It was the Calgary Flames Clancy nominee this season as well.
Breadsticks.
A variety of programs that he spearheaded. It's a loss for the Calgary community just not having Andrew Mangiapane be a part of it anymore via this trade, and that's something that I think needs to be highlighted as well, just what he does off the ice.
I'll always remember interviewing him on the draft floor in 2015 in Florida, and I remember this guy wasn't cocky. He just had a swagger. Like he had a chip on his shoulder. He's like, yeah, I know I'm small and I know that I'm undersized and I know that I got taken in the sixth round in my second year of eligibility. And I just remember walking away from that building where the Florida Panthers raised the Stanley Cup earlier this week. I remember walking away from there and saying to myself, man, there's something interesting about that guy. And I remember that first development camp at Winsport a few weeks later and watching him battle and grind, and then training camp. He was at training camp that year and was going up against full-time NHLers in some scrimmages. It was Bob Hartley's scrimmage training camp, if I remember correctly. And I just remember watching. I'm like, damn, this guy is holding his own against, you know, established NHLers, and he's not backing down, and he's getting into the corners, and it just kind of built from there, and he was successful in the American League and then parlayed that into a successful NHL career. Like, Andrew Mangiapane is a straight-up success story, and I think that, you know, if you're a Flames fan and you're sad to see him go, you can understand that it probably makes sense for him to move on, but that was a damn good run that he had, almost a decade as a member of the Flames organization. Good pick, good guy. He was a good Flame, as you mentioned, great in the community. Now he gets to move on and see what happens in Washington after almost a decade with this Flames organization.
Best way I can sum it up from my perspective is he's earned every minute of ice time and every dollar that he's received just with his sheer work ethic and determination. Because as you mentioned, it's not an easy path. It wasn't a first time. He wasn't drafted into the OHL, wasn't drafted his first go around at the NHL level, had to earn his way through the American Hockey League and carve out a niche until he made it to the NHL, scored 35 goals. I don't know how you don't do anything but tip your cap to that.
Andrew Mangiapane is now a member of the Washington Capitals. He gets sent to Washington on this Thursday night in Las Vegas at the NHL draft. The Flames get a 2025 second round pick in return, originally owned by Colorado, and no salary retention in the deal. Steinberg, Vickers, and a Flames Talk reaction podcast, little bonus content for you. We're here at the draft, and we're coming at you thanks to our four great sponsors, including Adrenaline Source for Sports. Their second location's opening soon at Northland Village Mall.